So whenever a team handles adversity like that in a positive way and turns it into a victory, it's always very gratifying. And proud of our guys.
What was a major halftime adjustment, Coach, for you guys?
We were giving up too much. It's the most somebody has scored against us, 51 points. And so we changed our point of pickup. We were a little bit scattered in the first half and just tried to calm everything down and run our offense a little bit more efficiently. We were in the first half, we were penetrating. Hardly ever did we kick. And in the second half, we had a good balance. We didn't have a balance in the first half. And so we're just, trying to get settled down.
These guys had a lot of momentum coming off the Carolina win. Yeah. Their fans were hyped up early. Did you kind of have to break that momentum before you could get back on top?
Well, I don't know if we broke momentum or not. They have great fans, and it's, they support their team in a magnificent manner. It's always an honor for us to come up here and play, in this environment. And and when you win in that environment, it's really good. I mean, we have a lot of young guys on our team that's a good thing for them. And but they're a really good basketball team. And Osby and Giss give us, and again, they'll give a lot of people problems, but they're very poised. That three that Giss hit to cut it from 6-3 was a huge, huge shot. When you're 6'9", inside guy, does that? That's not his hot spot. His hot spot's usually on the wing off that UCLA screen, And he did that right from on top. He's playing really well. He's a good player. I'm sorry.
Turnover margin. You guys were +12 in the turnover margin department. To what extent did that keep you in?
No, it helped us a lot because if we can force a turnover, that means we don't have to play, post defense, or there's not a shot where they use their strength against us, on the boards, on the defensive boards. So that's 22 times. Now, I'm not sure how many points that translated into.
29.
Yeah, well, a lot then. In the last three games, we've had over 25 points from turnover. I didn't realize it was that much. Yeah, but that many from turnovers. So that's an added plus, a big added plus. I mean, that's 29 points a lot. I didn't see that on the stats.
Coach, did you make any major adjustments on Giss and Osby for the second half?
No, I tried to not let him get so low against us. So if he got it, he's at least a little bit away. But no, they're really difficult. You're not going to stop their scoring. You hope to limit it a little bit. And so, Giss is a pro. Giss is really good, and he's really as good as any big kid in our league. I like him, and I think he's playing like a senior. Mature. The tapes I've watched, he's a hell of a player.
Do you feel like your guys have somewhat been flying under the radar this year? Quietly, slowly winning Memphis, Kansas. Is that a good thing that the spotlight?
I don't know what. I don't think Duke flies under the radar. Otherwise, these people wouldn't be out here, or in other places trying to beat us. We're not an outstanding team. We're a good team that's playing real hard, and so you can see from our lineups in there sometimes. Everybody's 6'5" and under a couple times, and so that's not going to evoke fear. We just have to collectively try to figure out how to win.